of plans and things. Everything that's hidden comes out eventually. Now, we have a listener here. Caller, I didn't get your name. Are you there? Welcome to the Amber Show.
Hi, it's John.
Oh, hey, John. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, you know, okay for the circumstances, although, you know, we're falling to the tyranny of failures to communicate, I suppose. I don't want to sound like a smart ass or a know-it-all, but there are really simple principles of freedom that aren't being expressed by American will. And we can look at things complicated, or we can get things really, really simple so everybody understands. You know, the banks don't cover the loan, and it's so simple that people just don't comprehend it. They don't understand it. Like, when they run out, for example, with Indy Bank, you know, if they're lending out $1 million to buy a house, they don't have to cover that initial $1 million. You've got to pay them back for it. And that's where all... So, they're saying, well, the FBI is investigating if there's fraud. The whole system is a fraud. These guys just... A couple of friends of Greenspan is reporting on Frontline have more than $1 trillion in their personal holdings. And the reason they say, you know, like a... with Bear Stearns, or they got $77 trillion in derivatives. That's all a scam. It's all because they don't have to cover the loan. They can, you know, they make money on all the whole thing is a fraud. If it was honest, the bank would be covering the loan, and the depositors would be the shareholders. But in your case, and in everybody's case on the face of the planet, with the exception of Iraq, as it was prior to the invasion, and Iran, and perhaps Syria, in those countries, the depositor is the shareholder, and any profits that the bank earns goes to the people who actually truly own shares. But in your case, the shareholders are top. Well, you got two tiers of shareholders. You got the basic shareholders, which everybody kind of knows a little bit about, but they have a second tier, and those are all the top secret people. And the reason they keep it top secret is they don't want you to understand they're putting in nothing, not a single penny, and all they get is billions and billions of dollars in payments that people are making. And why it's the whole fraud is that you, as the American citizen, cover the initial loan. So you guys are now you're going to be bailing them out, and it's crazy. You can't bail them out. They need to be paying back the money that they defrauded from the public. But people don't have an ability to communicate it on a national level for challenge. Like, I'd like to challenge all of it.
Hey, John, sorry, that's not just for a minute, because we're going to break, and we'll be right back. The Amber Show. The call is
800-319-4439
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you want to continue
to that off? Yeah, well, I'll just say that there has to be, it would seem, if we're going to sort this stuff out, there has to be a public educational campaign that might last an hour on, national or international television so somebody could explain this to everybody so we all could understand. And I don't see that happening anytime soon because, of course, these people are extremely powerful, having so much money, starting wars and sacrificing their kids irrationally. But as I started to say at the initiation of the call, that a lot of this stuff is so simple that people don't believe it, and that's part of our suffering, is that it is so simple. Like, justice, for justice, as an example, with the Bill of Rights, you need evidence to form a guilty verdict. If you have no evidence against the accused, that person is innocent. Now, that isn't, it's a function of reason. So if you have no evidence, the guy's not guilty. I don't care what you say or how good, successfully you demonize him. If you don't follow the crime scene lead to the real murder scene, the true evildoers are going to escape red-handed or covered in blood, as it is in 9/11. I mean, we know specifically from the FBI, the terrorist atrocity was financed by General Mahmoud Ahmad, and the FBI is just following the lead of the crime scene. They're saying this guy sent money to the hijackers in wire transfers, and they used that money to get on the planes and kill you all. But this guy isn't arrested. Instead, Bush just tells you Bin Laden did it, and we have to, and just as the example is, what we have to accept Bin Laden somehow snuck into the building to set the explosives, of which we have evidence clearly indicating this is the case. It was a military explosive called Thermite, and you analyze the dust at the scene, and it's sulfur present, and we can see on the videotape of liquefied iron flowing like water from the towers just immediately before their imminent collapse. So we know that that's what that explosive was. But nobody's following that crime scene lead. Instead, Bush steals your right as a free citizen and demands if you don't believe in him, irrationally, really. You've got no ability to form your own mind. But if you don't believe in his pronouncements on who is guilty and who is innocent, you're a terrorist. And that's wrong.
No country in the world has a situation that they have a top area where all the brains and significant information is stored, and where all of the military information goes in and out of to protect this government. No government of the world will allow that to be compromised. And no government of the world will let, you know, planes, knowingly, you know, their planes are off the Richter scale, they have alerted and stuff, that might pose a threat to the population investigation on why it was a huge security breach on 9/11. And that alone would open up the reason why these things ended up where we are now. In addition, and because to the buildings, there were huge security breaches on that weekend. There was a situation that people were allowed in the building. There was no electric, no security system whatsoever the week before. It's all covered. It's been best well documented. And again, nobody has opened an investigation of why there was a huge security breach in this country. And it doesn't matter who's Bin Laden. And again, if you have a guy that is pictured in the sand somewhere over in the Middle East, he doesn't have the laundering capability. He doesn't have the capability or the stuff to do this by himself. So again, there were people here that were involved in this government and basically allowed them to get let them go.
Well, if we really didn't own the car industry, the car industry would have cars that got 200 miles a gallon. It's like you go to Canada, and because the Canadians refuse to pay more money for their cars, the same car here and the same car in Canada is $3,000 less in general.